Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. We are getting back on the horse. We are going to fight through the despair of yesteryear and just try to charge ahead and get as many reviews as we can this month. All new tactics, a little bit more forceful than usual, but hopefully this will work and we will not let you all down again. So first thing that comes to mind is getting an award. If we get an award, it'll be very prestigious. We'll have little images of ribbons and badges that we can show people about our show, and we will be unable to be ignored and therefore basically be mandatory to leave reviews for. So we've actually been nominated for an Audioverse Award, which I guess is a yearly podcasting award. And I'm going to shortly go through all the different categories, but we are nominated right now for a new spoken word production. You don't have to do anything about this yet. The voting, I guess, is next month or later. But right now, what you could do is nominate us for almost any other category on this list. There's also just a regular spoken word production, not a new one. And our show is also regular, not just new. But I'm going to actually go down a list of different categories and show you that we kind of are basically applicable to all of them. And then at the end of the program episode, I'll let you know what the website is and how to go here and what you need to insert. So basically, here's a list of all the different categories that you can nominate us for the Audioverse Awards. Okay, so there are the music categories, vocal composition, instrumental composition, and a production. That obviously people like the music a lot in this show, so that would be a perfect nomination for this. Sound design categories, action sound design, environment sound design. Sometimes I have recorded outside, that kind of stuff, so that would be a perfect nomination. Writing categories, writing of a new spoken word production, spoken word, that's these, also new audio play and stuff. Yeah, I mean, the writing, a lot of people are writing reviews a lot. There's a lot of writing involved. That's perfect. A lot of these have both the regular production and a new production. Since our show is within the last year, it applies to both. So make sure if you're nominate for both of those categories for each of these. Directing, player direction of a production, vocal direction, perfect, check, check. Performance of a leading role, that could be me. Performance of a supporting role, in a lot of ways, that could be me also, since the reviews are kind of the leading role, but also maybe the reviews are the supporting role. Either way, there's an option to nominate for that. Ensemble cast, including all the different reviews, that's sure, that would work. And then improvised production, I'm constantly improvising what, you know, I'm going to say and what the reviews say. It's, I never know what's going to come in every single month. And those are all the categories. Oh, and just so you know, production with improvised and stuff like that, I think there are a lot fewer nominees. So if you were to make sure you nominated me for the categories with the fewest amount of nominees, so other shows don't take our awards away, that would be the ideal thing. If I'm nominated for in a category already, you don't have to nominate us. You only have to nominate us for categories we don't already have. The more nominations for each of the different categories, then the more obviously potential awards we can get. We only need, and this is the greatest part, we only need 3 people to nominate us for each category. So if you and 2 other people were to nominate us for almost every single category I just listed, we could just sweep the awards potentially. I don't know how the voting works yet or anything, but hopefully that will not be a problem. And so only 3 people per each category need to nominate me. That is exciting and excellent and hopefully guaranteed to get us reviews if we get awards. So here's what you need to know about our show to submit to these nominations. The website is audioverseawards.net/nominate, and I'll put a link in the description. You also need to know our show name, Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. You need to know a person's name, so I guess just use Kenneth Eckel, which is me. You need to know, have an email, so just use reviewspod@gmail.com. And then I think finally you need a website, which is anchor.fm/reviewspod. Hopefully that's very easy to know and figure out. I'll leave it all in the description of the episode. But if we get nominated for each of these categories, and again, only 3 people need to nominate for each of them, so please do your part if you can, and we will have a great time at the awards ceremony. We will be, even if just a list of nominees, people will see our podcast and be interested. So thanks so much for all your support and your nominations, and go to audioverseawards.net, and we will see you next week.